Welcome to an enlightening podcast from IslamPodcasts.com. We encourage our listeners to please comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please remind your family and friends to also visit IslamPodcasts.com for engaging discussions on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran, tafsir, seerah, and much more.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال سبحانه وتعالى في مكان ثاني يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. Today, while I'm standing, in today's blessed day of Friday, we are aware of what's happening in the world and even in the United States, in many of the campuses. And we are seeing that thousands and thousands of protesters are rising up, Muslims and non-Muslims alike. And they are coming up with clear protest against the oppression that not only our brothers and sisters in Gaza are facing, but rather the whole world is facing and witnessing a genocide that has never happened in the known history, that a genocide happened in front of our eyes in different ways, whether it's through the internet, whether the people, the brothers and sisters are there and watching, and the one who are very well aware of, and they are hearing and watching what's going on. I was having a discussion yesterday, and it came up that why the news media always talks about, when it comes to the issue of Palestine, as one of the most complex issue in the world. Subhanallah, that complex issue, quote unquote, as people refer to, is only complex for the ones who are blind. At least their hearts are blind and they're not able to see. And they're blinded by their own greed, their own oppression of themselves, and the misguided information that have been presented to us. But in reality, the issue is very straightforward. Our issue cannot be more straightforward than today, when we are seeing over 40,000 brothers and sisters have been massacred. And among them, there are more than 15,000 children have been massacred. And similar number for the women and men. And still, if it is complex, then you have to be blind. And hence we are seeing that even all the campuses, not only in the United States, but we are seeing around the world, and there is an uprise, and we are seeing people are rallying around and protesting, and a clear message of stopping this genocide. Whether it's coming out in the message of stop doing the divesting from that, from the universities, or to supply the arms and money and all sorts of aids to continue this genocide. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned something in Surah Al-Qalam. And I'd like to go back to it so we get an idea of the comparison of what Allah Azza wa Jal is talking about Surah Al-Qalam and what is going on today. As I said, that there was for a long period of time As we know, that this occupation of Palestine did not start in October, it did not start in 2014, did not start in 2007, or 1967, or 1948. As a matter of fact, it goes back to 1917, when the Britain took over and occupied the Palestine, and then handed over to the Rothschilds, whatever the Balfour Agreement that was done, and then by the request of Rothschild, and handed over to the Zionists. Now this is what the story of the Palestine, if you want to look into it, is. Now while we are looking at this story, the reason a lot of time it comes out to be a complex issue is because it is covered by many lies. And hence, when you are trying to say opposite of what the reality is, it does become complex. To prove what is not there, it is complex. And hence, those people, for them, it is a complex issue, is because they have been blinded by many, many multiple folds of lies. You know, there's an expression in English, they say that when you say the truth, you don't have to remember it. The reason you don't have to remember, because what you have said is according to the reality out there. Reality continues to be there. Whether you are there or not, people will come and will continue to see the very same reality that you have presented. Hence, when you say the truth, you don't have to remember, but when you lie, and look around, whenever there's a lie presented in the news, how many lies have to be said to cover the lie? And has become multiple folds of lies over lies over lies, and hence you feel like this is very complex to figure out where did this whole stuff started with. And same thing, when the ones who think the issue of Palestine is complex because of all the lies that has wrapped up around the issue of Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah Al-Qalam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here talking about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And while the kuffar of the Makkah, they were trying to reject Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by different means. And one of the means they used was to discredit Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they made many plans. One of them was to come up with this idea of calling him Majnoon, a madman. And Allah Azza wa Jal is the one who's defending Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam doesn't have to say anything. Allah is the one who's defending him. And he say, Ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnoon. That Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you are by the ni'mah, by the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are not a madman. Wa inna laka lajin ghayra mamnoon. And for you, there is an and non-ending ajr from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa innaka la khuluq al-adheem. And you are Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the khuluq al-adheem, the best manners. فَسَتُبْصِرُ وَيُبْصِرُونَ. And they will, and you will see, and they will see. بِأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. And who is the one who is in the fitna? Who is the one who is the madman in reality? Because it makes no sense to call Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mad at the same time, while they are the very same people, we're calling him Sadiq wa Amin. A person cannot be a truthful person and the most honest one among them, and at the same time a person is crazy or madman. These two things cannot be combined together. And the one who thinks a madman is the truthful one, a madman is the most honest one, he's really, in reality, is a madman. It's not the one who is the truthful and the honest one. Now Allah Azza wa Jalla talks about after that, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِمَنْ ضَلَّ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُهْتَدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who's aware of who's on the guidance and who's the one who's a misguided. And then, now the ayat that I want to really talk about today are the one that starts after that, which applies to today's reality as well. Even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to a personality, well, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention the name of that person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَا تُتِعَ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. And do not follow the deniers. The one who lie on Allah, who denies the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not follow them. And then Allah says, وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا Sorry. فَلَقْتُوا الْمُكَذِبِينَ وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُوا فَيُدْهِنُونَ And they want you to become lenient. They want you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to become soft. Want you to compromise on the message that you are bringing. And we know Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked many, many times to come and do some compromise. You want to become the richest person, we'll make you the richest person. This was the offer. As Rabi, when came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and different leaders of the kuffar, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have mentioned these kind of offers. One was, if you want to become the richest, we'll gather the wealth and give it to you. You want to be the ruler, we'll make you the ruler. If you think you are sick or something, we'll find you the best cure. You want a woman, we'll get you whichever woman you want. But don't talk about this message. Don't convey this message. If you become soft, we'll become soft with you. If you compromise, we'll compromise with you. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تُطِعْ كُلَّ حَلَّافٍ مَّهِينٍ And do not follow. Hallaf al Maheen, the one who takes the health or the oath over and over for everything that he says, he makes the oath. As I said, Allah Azza wa Jalla did not mention the name of a person, even though Mufassireen go into detail, is Al-Walid ibn Mughira or Akhnas bin Shuraih or this guy or that guy, but it doesn't really matter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning the characteristics that exist that we are not supposed to follow. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, one who makes the oath for everything what he says. And we know the one who will continuously taking oath, wallahi, wallahi, for every sentence he's following up with. It means that his words have no value anymore. That he has to always use wallahi to testify there. And different kinds of oaths. Hammazin Masha'in bin Namim. And he's the one who's walking around and doing the namimah, doing the slandering, talking behind the backs of the people. And manna' al-khayr al-mu'tadin athim. He is the one who prevents any kind of a goodness. And he is the sinner. Now, pay attention to today. Who are these people? Who are the people who are preventing the goodness? Who are the people who are the sinners? Who are these people who are spreading wrong information, slandering the people? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Utullim ba'da dhalika dhanim." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Utullim ba'da dhalika dhanim." That and he is a cruel one, wise one, and he is, after all, he is a zanim. He is an illegitimate child. And as one of the stories talk about riwayat, the narration talks about that Walid ibn Mughira, he was very well aware of all these characteristics mentioned belongs to him. They apply on him as well. Hence, he went to his mother. He did not know of this last quality, whether he is an illegitimate child or not. He went to his mother and asked, his mother testified that. Said, this is how much they believed in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the truthful one. How can you believe in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that much that he is the truth, he's the one who says the truth all the time? To an extent you are going and asking your own mother about the legitimacy of his birth. This is how much they believed in. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ankana zamaluhu wa baneen, and he is the one who has wealth and children around him. As the narration talks about, he used to sit in the Kaaba with his sons who are sitting around in a circle with him. إِذَا تُتْلَ عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ And when the verses of the Qur'an are recited in front of him, then he would say, oh, these are the just old stories. These are not the ones that we have to worry about. سَنَسَمُ وَلَى الْخُرْتُومِ And Allah Azza wa Jal talks about that he will brand him on his nose. His nose will be branded. So now, when Allah Azza wa Jal did not mention a name here, one of the reasons, as the Mufassireen discuss, is because that these characteristics can be found in anyone, and these are the people we should not be following. And we see that Allah is saying, فَلَا تُطِعْ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ And do not follow the deniers, do not follow the liars, do not follow the slanderers, do not follow the one who is spreading wrong news, information among the people. Now going back to the issue of Palestine, the issue of Gaza. When we are seeing that tens of thousands of brothers and sisters have been martyred, may Allah Azza wa Jal grant them the Jannatul Firdaus and give them the company of the Anbiya, Shuhada, Siddiqeen, and Salihin. But at the same time, my brothers and sisters, Let's remember what is happening to them. They are the one who are the successful one. They are the one Allah has chosen. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses the shuhada, they are the chosen ones. Allah has chosen them to enter into Jannah. Now we are seeing even the kuffar are rising up against this oppression that is happening. Now, this is very clear that what the genocide that is happening, it is an unjust one. Now, we are seeing the non-Muslims are also rising up. That does not mean for us that we fall into a wrong trap of we start giving up our deen or start compromising on our deen because we find that the other non-Muslims are also rising up along our sides. We should be taking this opportunity now to call these non-Muslims as well towards the deen of Islam. Allah has created the opportunity for us, for them to be listening to this message that have been fogged up for so long. They've been created a smoke screen in front of the message in the guise of, oh, Muslims are terrorists, Muslims are fundamentalists, Palestinians specifically among them are the ones who are terrorists, extremists, fundamentalists, and on and on and on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after the shahad, after the martyrdoms of these tens of thousands of our brothers and sisters, has lifted this smoke screen. And now it is up to us that we continue to stick with the right solution that can only come from Islam. We have the haq. Let's not compromise on that. As Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was presented compromises over after compromises, and he always steadfast on the message that was given to him. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one of the hadith has mentioned that wallahi la yahdi Allah bika rajulan khairun laka min an yakuna laka humrun na'am. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if one person is guided by you. This hadith actually was talking, when Rasulullah SAW was talking to Ali radiallahu anhu at the time of the Khaybar. It's a general hadith. If one person is guided by you, it is better than, Humrul Na'am means the red camels. These are the most expensive camels that you can think of. Think of today's Ferrari and whatsoever kinds of cars you can think of. Even more important than that. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَىٰ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and who is better in speech than he who says that my Rabb is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then stands straight, act upon his orders, and invites men to Allah's deen, and does righteous deeds, and says, I am one of the Muslims. So we have an opening here to make sure that we do not let this opening go away from us, to let the people know what Islam is. And we always provide even the issue of Palestine, it has to be answered with the solution from Islam. We should not be making compromises. We should not be trying to think of there are solutions other than Islam can be better than that. Whatever solution comes out, it's not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that message, that solution cannot be correct. And this is the way a believer should be thinking of. Yes, alhamdulillah, these protests are rising up all the campuses. There's a time for us. That yes, people are seeing the reality. People are seeing what's happening in Palestine. People are seeing the hypocrisy of democracy. People are seeing that all these hypocrisies which are revolves around the feminism or the women's rights or animal rights or children's rights or this right or that right. When it comes to Gaza, all those rights are gone now, suddenly. Even the freedom of speech has been taken away from the people. The youth have been arrested around the world, not only the United States, just for raising their voice, just to say that the genocide is something that should not happen. And we should not be investing. Rather, we should be divesting from all the money that is going on, that has been put into the massacre and the genocide of the innocent lives. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to make us those who stand up for justice and stand up for Islam and call the people for the solutions only and only the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has presented. وَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Podcasts on current events, Islamic guidance, Quran tafsir, and seerah are available at islampodcasts.com as well as on iTunes. Rate, review, and comment and let us know how we can grow in our knowledge to better serve our community. Please subscribe, share, and tell a friend about islampodcasts.com.